Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on with Ez and Murph. On the show today, we have a brand new music from Adele Shermington, Alyssa Bass, and Megan Barker. And we'll also be talking about the times that Adele and Megan were on the show. But this should be fun. And also, I have a little treat for y'all today. You know how I teased last time that I'd be starting something new? Today kicks it off. From now on, at least until the foreseeable future, anyway, I'll be bringing on weekly guest co-hosts. This could be a former guest, a former co-host, a fellow radio industry people. Well, today we have one of my dearest friends, and one of my colleagues in the radio industry, and my friend Misty. We've worked together several times in the past, co-hosting different things, et cetera, et cetera. And it's always so much fun whenever we have a chance to get together and catch up and do our thing. So without further ado, let's welcome today's guest co-host, Misty, to the show. Hey, Misty, how are you, girl?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today. I'm looking forward to the music
Absolutely.
That you're going to play.
You know, and like I said earlier, of course, you know this. You are one of my dearest friends, and I couldn't think of anybody better to kick off the guest co-hosting with.
Well, I'm very honored. Thank you. And yes, I'm so glad that we have got to meet during our radio industry journey. So we've become really great friends, and I'm very grateful for that. So thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Before we dive into the music, why don't you tell the listeners how you got your own start in radio?
Yeah. We have a little show called Common Ground Radio. We actually air on Talk Shoe, which is different than Block Talk Radio. And we had joined forces with Air Nation Radio a while back, where some of our episodes would be played on iHeartRadio. But basically, our show is about the soap opera Days of Our Lives. I'm a huge fan of that show. And when the opportunity arose with my co-host to join forces to do a show regarding one of my favorite television shows ever, I jumped on that chance because we were given the opportunity to actually bring cast members on to the show to speak with them. And then when we weren't able to have cast members, we just talked about the show in general. So our shows were usually on Sundays, Sunday evenings, but we have been on a brief hold for our show. So you can still go and listen to our past shows if you go to talkshoe.com. You just type in Common Ground Radio and you can find us, but there is not any new shows happening at this time.
Awesome. And that's initially how we became friends, is because before I switched to music full time in 2014, this show actually covered soaps itself. So,
yes, and that's how we got the pleasure of meeting.
Exactly.
So I think I called in. So one of your guests was one of my favorites. So I was like, "Ooh, I'm calling in."
I think it was Jen Lilly. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But are you ready to kick this thing off?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go.
All right. And with that being said, like we do every week, before the countdown, let's backtrack to last week and see where we left off. At number three last week was my lovely friend Carolyn Miller with her brand new single, Unbreakable. At number two last week was another a good friend of mine, Lena Stone, with her brand new single. I think I actually world premiered it. I'm Running Out of Red Lights. And taking the number one spot last week with her record tying fifth number one single is Morgan Miles with her a brand new single, Acapella. So I think with that, let's dive into this week's countdown, shall we, Misty?
Yes, let's do it.
Awesome. At number three this week, we have, let me go back and explain this. Earlier this year, there was a show that premiered on CMT called Music City. And it follows a group of five people, all trying to make it in the music business. It's kind of a quote-unquote a reality show from the producer of The Hills and a bunch of reality shows. But one of the singers that followed on the show, her name is Elizabeth. And coming in this week at number three, this is Elizabeth with A Dear Love on Indie Country Radio. At number three, that was Elizabeth with A Dear Love on Indie Country Radio. What did you think of that song, Misty?
I really like that song. I like the feel of it. She's got a beautiful voice. I can see that song like making it and going pretty high up in the charts. So I enjoyed that one a lot.
While I haven't had Alyssa on the show yet, I've had a couple of people from that show, A Music City, on, and I'll tell you this, Misty. Country music people are literally some of the best people out there.
I can see that. They're kind of like the soap stars, where they are very humble and very appreciative of their fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely see that.
You know, and also, and of course, I mean, I've met a few of the bigger stars, like Kimmy Chesney, Reba. I've met Barbara Mandrell before. And literally, there's no difference as to how down to earth these people are, from the independent artists to the major stars. There's no difference at all. And no, there's zero ego anywhere.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
So, and like you said, with the soap stars, I mean, there's, even though I'm not covering the soap game anymore, I have nothing but a love and respect for every single person in that industry, and I've honestly made some a very, very dear friends in the soap industry. A couple of them that I still keep in contact with to this day, 4 years later.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
You know, there's one soap star. I'm not going to name names, but. They are literally just like us. I mean, we talk daily through email or whatever. We talk, if not daily, we talk once every 3 or 4 days we talk, and I just love this person to death. And let's move on to the number two song, shall we?
Yes.
At number two today, this song literally dropped at midnight last night. So this is a brand new song from one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite people ever. And I actually think we're actually the first show to ever play this one too, which is always humbling for me because I've gotten a chance to a world premiere and debut songs a handful of times for artists. A couple of them come to mind. I actually got to a world premiere the debut song from a duo that's become really good friends of mine about a year or so ago while they were on the show for an interview. You talk about cool. I was like,
that is very cool.
I was like, are y'all sure y'all actually trust me enough to do this?
It's like surreal. Like, you don't know, like, am I dreaming this? Is it really happening?
It's like, the duo is a guy and a girl. So I asked the guy, I said, dude, are you actually sure you want me to do this right now? and they go, you've supported us basically since before the deal even started. So when we were pursuing solo careers, you've supported us since then. So I mean, it was really a no-brainer for us. I'm going to cry right now. but anyway, getting back to today's countdown, because I'm kind of getting off track here a little bit. At number two, this is Dallas Remington with her a brand new single called Never Turned Around on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Get in some trouble. You were in that Jeep waiting on me, yelling, come on. Pulling in on that air, coming home at sunrise. We made the best of your last night in town till our time.
You
first week, that was Dallas Remington with her, a brand new single, Never Turned Around. Can you believe Adele, she's not even 18 yet, Misty?
Oh, wow, really?
I have no idea when she turns 18, but that voice coming from a 17-year-old, just like,
that
wow.
That is amazing. She sounded amazing. That's
she sounded she sounded 17, didn't she?
No way. I wouldn't have never thought that. I would have thought she sounded a little older.
What I always like to do after we play an artist is to tell the listeners a little bit about them. So I've got Dallas's biography pulled up here on our website. From a sequence camouflage, Dallas Remington is a country artist who knows who she is and what she wants. Dallas is a Kentucky girl with a passion for life, music, and her face. Currently, she's working to establish herself as a country music artist. Her passion for playing the guitar and performing began at an early age, around 9 years old. Now at the age of 17, Dallas travels and sings at fairs, festivals, churches, and various music venues. Dallas says, quote, singing will always be a part of me. Whether I'm singing at church, on the street, on a flatbed trailer, or somewhere in Nashville, I love every minute. She performs a variety of songs from her originals like The Founder Freedom and Hit to Dirt, covers of new country artists such as Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. Dallas also loves to perform the traditional country songs from artists such as Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton, as well as Southern gospel and classic rock. So Dallas has sort of a wide range of musical interests.
Yeah, that's why she probably has such talent, is because she enjoys music in general. It's pretty awesome.
Right. You know, and if I'm not mistaken, I think she plays like three instruments. Three or four.
That's so awesome. I love when people can do that, when they can just play multiple instruments and sing. That's just wonderful talent. I just love that.
You know, I'm still mastering the art of playing the guitar and singing at the same time.
Yeah, I am not musically inclined at all.
I still have not grasped that entire concept yet, but it's probably way too much for my brain to handle.
I can understand that, because I'm the same.
It's probably way too much for this little brain to handle, but I'm working on it. Seriously, though, we've had Dallas on this show maybe 3 years ago, something like that. That's the last time she was on the show. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I seriously need to see if we can have Dallas back sometime, because 3 years is way too long, you know?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you don't realize how fast that time goes by either. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, here recently, And we invited back one of the first a country artist I ever interviewed after about 3 years. So it was so much fun to get to catch up with her again.
Yeah, and see, that's always amazing because you don't know what's going on in their lives if it's been, you know, 3 years or whatever. So it's it's a good feeling to be able to catch up with someone and do that. So that's awesome.
You know, I had an artist tell me once, and I don't mean to brag here, but I'm going to anyway. She said, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't know the exact quote that she told me, but she said something like, you were one of the first people in media that ever gave me a chance. And I'll always come back to that. I'll always come and circle back around to people like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. That actually left me speechless.
Yeah. And that's a huge compliment, and it also shows their humility as well. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love stories like that.
And you know well that there is not many things that I leave this boy speechless, but that did.
This is true.
Absolutely. I'm like, I'm going to go cry in the corner right now if it's okay with you.
Oh, man.
But and that's always cool to see. One artist, we've been playing on the show for about a year. One particular artist, her current single, which we've played, has went number one in Canada.
Oh, wow.
First career number one for her, and I cannot be more proud of her.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love when people can do that.
It's always a very surreal feeling when I see, and I posted screenshots of this on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. I posted screenshots of people that I've played on the radio show or I've had on for interviews, when their music videos premiere on TNT. That's always a really, really surreal feeling for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
But like I said earlier, we had so much fun with Dallas when she was on the show. And I'll be honest with you, a little known fact, I had no idea she was, I was so young at the time we had her on. I had no idea of her age at the time. But let's see, are you ready for number one?
Yes, I can't wait because these past two songs have been amazing, so I can only imagine what the number one song is going to sound like. So, let's go.
You know, and at number one this week, this EP dropped last night too. At the same time that Dallas Remington's Never Turned Around dropped, it came out at midnight last night. And this is probably my favorite song on the record. This is Megan Barker at number one with A Tequila Told Me So on Indie Country Radio.
I caught your eyes across the room. I know you saw me, but you're playing me cool. I just had to get to know you. Boy, tequila told me to. You look so lonely drinking whiskey, like you might be missing somebody like me. The liquid courage had something to do. Boy, tequila told me to call a cab. Confidence is borrowed. We might not feel like this tomorrow, but tonight I'm feeling you. Boy, tequila told me to call a cab, invite you over, see where this is going. It ain't no thing if we don't want it to be. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. Tequila told me to grab your hand and pull you closer. Sometimes we take it slower. I feel like moving fast in this bottle of green. Boy, I'm gonna make my move because tequila told me to. See a tequila sunrise when I started chasing Cuervo with lime. But I woke up here with you. I guess tequila told me to call a cab, invite you over.
And at number one this week, that was the super talented Miss Megan Barker with Tequila Told Me To on Indie Country Radio. And what did you think of the number one song?
I was dancing. I was rocking and rolling. I love that song. That was a great song. So I can see how that was your number one choice. I was dancing to that song.
I kind of figured you'd like it.
Yes. Yes.
I kind of figured you'd like that because when I first heard that song, a little snippet of it about a month or so ago because another a radio station played it early, and she let us listen to it on her Instagram story. I said, as soon as that EP drops, that's going in rotation. That's definitely on the show.
Yeah, I mean that was a really good song. I mean, the other two songs were really good as well, but this one's more my style, my feel. I enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this singer, Megan Barker, was actually born and raised in Nashville.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
She actually moved to Vegas for a time for school or whatever, but she was born and raised in Nashville, which you don't find that many Nashville natives anymore.
No, you really don't. You really don't.
Anyway, she's a accomplished singer-songwriter from Nashville by way of Vegas. She was actually born into a music industry family because her dad wrote songs for country legends such as Ronnie Millsap and Barbara Mandrell.
Ooh, very nice.
So she knows her way around the music industry. I'm not going to lie to you. But speaking of Barbara Mandrell, I got a chance to briefly meet her about maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Probably longer than that, but it wasn't a quick, hey, nice to meet you, I'm Cody or whatever. It was literally a 10 to 15 minute conversation with this woman.
That's always nice, and I love that. I love that they can appreciate their fans. That just shows what kind of a person they are. When they give their time like that to the fans, I just, it gives me chills. Like, it's just that humility, like that them being humble is just, it shows what kind of a person they are. And that's just fantastic.
And Reba McEntire was the same way. Reba is literally the sweetest woman alive.
I would love to meet her.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, the two of you. Oh, wow. I can only imagine the shenanigans y'all would get up to. I can only imagine.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
I can only imagine those shenanigans. But seriously, Reba, she's great. And I've also met Jenny Chesney. quick story for you. I met Kenny Chesney the same night I met Reba and Barbara Mandrell. And this was back when Kenny was sort of established, but not the major star that he is right now. So I met him. I talked to him for about maybe 5 minutes. Fast forward to 2004, I got a chance to go to a concert of his, and I brought the picture that we took all those years prior to that, and actually he remembered me. I was like, wow.
You know, he's from my hometown. He went to Gibbs mm-hmm. High School here, and he used to do events at our local Walmart when he first got started to sell his CDs and sign them and take pictures. And he just seems like a, you know, all around just great guy. So that's pretty cool.
I knew he was from your part of the state. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Kenny is of course, like I said, that's been at least 20 years ago that I met Kenny. So it was when he was established, but not really, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left here, what did you think of the show overall as a whole?
I think that, you know, you had very great choices. These ladies are going to be huge. All three songs was amazing. And their background information, I love that you share that so that the listeners can, you know, get to know the artist. So I just, all around, I think the show was a great show.
I mean, I kind of picked up on that idea of sharing their bios or whatever from another friend of mine that hosts his own Indie Country Countdown, which is it goes by another name, but I mean it's the same concept. But
yeah.
he it's a top 40 show, so he plays 40 songs back to back, and he'll give a brief bios of the artist between songs, and so I kind of picked up that idea from him.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You know, and I'll do that. I mean, I'll people in radio, specifically the country music radio, I'll pick up little things from them and put my own spin on them and incorporate them into this radio show.
Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, people can improve things, and I think it shows appreciate and respect the other shows that you're able to pick up some of their traits,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think it's a compliment for those shows.
You know, and considering the fact that I'll be in Nashville next week, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I actually might get to meet a couple of my radio show heroes, which I may actually shed tears over.
Probably do the same thing. I would do the same thing because it's very emotional.
May be like,
that's exciting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually may be like, what is happening right now? How did I get here at this point?
It'll be surreal. You won't
because
know what
I
to
do. I do tend to find myself asking that question daily in regards to this radio show. Especially when we have like a major label artist on, I will find myself going, "How did I get to this point right now?"
I know how that feels.
it's a crazy feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's always like, I never thought that I would be here or doing this or talking to this person or that person. And
I'm on the show, Mom. Okay. So I think, first of all, before we let you go, tell everybody first where they can follow you on social media if they want to keep up with you and your show.
Yeah, you can follow at CG Online Radio on Twitter. And my own personal Twitter is at Misty_Ham. And that's MISTY and then underscore HAM. And on Facebook, you can find the show just by typing Common Ground Radio in the search. Our profile picture is an hourglass that resembles Days of Our Lives. So you can just give us a like on Facebook.
Awesome. And please listen to these folks' show because I've been on a couple times, and they are just class acts. I mean, they are super professional. They know their stuff when it comes to interviewing these soap stars. They know their stuff. Absolutely. And thank you again for doing this. I mean, when I reached out to you last week, you were like, I'll absolutely do it. So.
Yes, of course. Of course.
And,
always enjoy when we get together. It's fun. It's always fun.
Yes, it is. And to your co-host, I said hi to.
I definitely will.
Awesome. I think I'm gonna let you go before Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off the network in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, thank you again for having me, and I hope that you have a good rest of your evening.
Back at you, Misty. I'll talk to you later, okay, girl?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this edition of Indie Country Radio. Like I said earlier, I will be in Nashville from Monday through Wednesday morning, so there will be no Tuesday show, but Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely Miss Kelsey Cook with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.